I promise I'm not about to say this because I don't want to have a good time. But it's time for the brackets again. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to do it. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Why do you feel pressured when the email company-wide goes out about the basketball brackets? Why? That's not for you, Billy.
I feel like a wet blanket.
That's exactly how I feel.
But it just sounds like a good way for me to lose $5.
Yeah, well, I think they're okay with, well, maybe. I don't know. You can just buy a square if you want. I don't know.
It's my, brackets. Do it's you brackets. Buy squares in the
no,
brackets
you don't.
World?
I'm sorry. It's
see,
brackets.
See, this is the thing I don't even know. Don't even know what
I
it is.
Like, no, wait a minute. That's football.
My fantasy football group chat was going off about, should we do brackets? Yeah, we'll do brackets. Da, 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 da. And then my girlfriend Mallory texted me separately and was like, hey, they're talking about March Madness basketball brackets in the group chat. I was like, thank you. I do have enough context to know that is going on. So I'm debating that one. I don't think has a financial commitment. And I've seen on TikTok that there are some random ways to make your brackets. I've seen it where they've done it based on the hotness of the coaches.
And are you in, Billy?
You've got like if the mascots went against each other, but then it gets kind of crazy when it's like bears versus sharks because you've got animals who wouldn't normally encounter each other.
Right.
But bears could go in the water. So you could have a bear fighting a shark in the water.
In the water. I mean, it could happen off the shore of somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
You could do it based off of like the colors that you like the most or just like do it aesthetically. Like,
or you could watch basketball.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm not going to do that either.
You could actually watch the teams play.
Sounds like I'm not going to win anyways.
Is there a way we could get Duke to make some picks for us? Like write out each team, put it on the floor, and okay.
But I don't know how Duke University is doing, but obviously if my dog Duke picked it, he's having Duke winning.
Do you remember when Mary worked here?
Yeah.
Mary was the sweetest, nicest office lady that you would ever want to work with. And she's very quiet. Mm-hmm. She's, hi, everybody. Hi.
Morning, TJ.
And she was not a sports person. And one year she decided to get in on this stuff and she won. And then I think she won again the next year. And all of the sports nerds in the building were like, come on!
She's like, yes!
Some people look at spring as the next chapter in the year. You know, the flowers come out, the lawns start to grow. Other people look at it as the beginning of a war. It's the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. This is a dude thing. Lawns.
Well, I don't think it's just a dude thing, but I do think something odd is embedded when you purchase a home, and it's an automatic, untold, some competition between the neighbors. Like, you just want your place to look the nicest.
I think there's a difference between curb appeal overall and the lawn.
The grass.
The grass?
Yeah.
Do you have the lines?
I don't.
Are you going diagonal?
I don't do that.
It doesn't look like a ballpark.
Well, then you're being judged that you don't do that.
I mow it so I don't have to rake.
Yeah.
That's how I mow. I don't care about the lines. This is the thing. Friday is the first day of spring, which you wouldn't know it looking at the weather today, but it's been 70 already twice this year. So it's right around the corner. And like, I'm looking at the lawnmower in the garage. It's like, okay, I got to do an oil change on that. I got to get the blade sharpened up. Mm. And yeah. Oh, it's competitive. Nobody ever says anything. You know, when you're looking out the window and the dude across the street's mowing the lawn and yours sort of needs it, you're like, ugh. I gotta go mow the lawn. It is an unwritten rule in all of suburbia.
So Hope doesn't know because she, you know, lives in the retirement community where her mowing is done for her.
Right.
Right. But yeah. I still have a garden.
No, it's not a garden.
I love what
I
she
still
calls
have
it
a garden.
Garden.
I gotta go. I think I'm gonna rip it all up. I haven't decided if I'm gonna put grass seed down and then just like let it be done or if I'm gonna try and plant some pretty flowers, but I need a stump grinder. There's two forsythia bushes I chopped down last year.
Serenity now. I have heard so much. You know how many years I've heard about this ditch by her house that has some stuff? Oh my, I'm coming over.
She just,
I'm doing it.
Chris Young wrote a song for you.
Okay. Yes. I'm going to run every red light. I've heard enough. It is not a big deal. I'm doing it myself.
I filled 1.5 contractor bags last year.
Ooh, contractor bags.
In there.
Ooh, contractor bags.
I'm just saying, you're like, it's so small. That's a lot.
No.
Of weeds and bulbs.
Did you clean it all out, Hope? Have you have you taken and is it clear so you can plant new stuff?
No, it's not clear.
That's ridiculous. This
I tried to clear it last year.
What do you mean you tried?
I filled 1.5 contractor bags, and then I had other things to do.
This should not be a 3-year project.
By the way, Hope, did you even catch the diss that she threw at your garden when she referred to it as the ditch?
The ditch by her house.
Did you clean out that ditch? You were so busy yelling something else, you didn't even catch it.
Public opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
For today's Court of Public Opinion, Jessica writes in, is it bad to leave a baby shower early to go drinking? I was at a baby shower on Saturday. Obviously, people were going out drinking for St. Patrick's Day. I did my dues. I did my 2 hours. And then I left. And everyone thought that it was crazy that I left early. There was no end time listed. I did my 2 hours. I thought it was free to go. I wanted to go drinking. You only get one St. Patty's weekend a year. Am I a bad friend for leaving early? 252-WBEE 252-9233.
There was no beginning or end time?
There was a beginning time, no end time on the invitation.
Okay, well then, yeah, that's fine. 2 hours, that's a long time to stay for
questions.
A baby shower.
Can you ladies explain this to me?
Yeah.
I've never been to a shower. What? Are there events? Aren't there things that happen?
There's usually food. There's usually some games.
Opening presents.
Opening presents. And then, you know, that's pretty much it.
Enjoying each other's company.
Yeah, I mean, 2 hours should be plenty of time.
So, okay, so I guess my question is a baby shower something that is organized the entire time? Or is it like, for instance, we're going to have a graduation party for my daughter. It's going to be 12 to 3. You show up when you want to show up and leave when you want to. There's no like
right.
cake
cutting. Like a graduation party's a little bit more casual and go, where I feel like a shower is more not super itinerary. It's not like they have, okay, and if we're going to eat at this time and then we're going to open the cake clip. But I do feel like there's more of a cadence.
Yeah.
Versus like, hey, the food's over there. We're throwing more hot dogs on the grill. You want some more? I don't think 2 hours is enough.
How long would you have stayed?
How long would I? Well, I feel like until other people start wrapping up, like if you're getting hungry and there's no more food out, then it's like, okay, like maybe it's time to go. Like I'm not going to be rude and ask for more.
All right.
But
normally venues kick you out. Like normally.
Well, that's like the 12
to
3.
That's if it's not at somebody's house though.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Then you got to go.
All right. 252-9233. 252-WBEE. You can text. You can call. You can hit us over on the station Facebook page. Let us know what you think there. Slide into the DM.
For today's Court of Public Opinion, Jessica writes in, am I a bad friend for leaving a baby shower early this weekend? It was Saturday. Everyone was going out for St. Patty's Day. I did my 2 hours at the shower, and then I left. And I'm getting flack because I left the party, quote unquote, early, but there was no end time listed. Can you leave a party too early when there's no end time? 252-WBEE 252-9233.
I think we have one dude that texted in, said, I might not be a woman, but going to a baby shower seems to be more important activity than St. Patrick's Day, which happens every year.
No. But it's very exciting for 2 hours, but you don't need to sit there for 5 hours at a baby shower, unless it's like your sister. Right? Or it's someone super close.
Right.
But if it's a friend, you've given your gift, 2 hours, seems you've done enough. Is everybody just sitting around? Probably. You guys, it was so good to see you. Gotta go. They don't have to know what you're leaving for. Only you know what you're leaving for.
Right. Oh, that's a good point. There's a bunch of texters that said, I spent 3 weeks making thank you gifts. If you leave before the cake, you're basically telling me the party was not worth your time. Rude.
This texter, you are not a bad friend at all. Let's face it. Baby showers and bridal showers are boring. I give you credit for going at all.
All right. Okay. It's just us. I'm going to kill the music here. Between you and me. Nobody else can hear us, ladies. Mm-hmm. Are they boring? Do you look forward to them?
Well, if they're not planned out, like mine was boom, 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 boom. Okay. Have a great day. I wasn't going to let people just sit around. You know?
You're like letting people sit around. You're spending time with the people that you love and care about the most. You are celebrating a milestone
your eyes
in the person's life.
Love, care about. You know, we had food. We had a good meal.
If
we
you don't care the little, about the person, why are you going?
We played games, like with the little yarn, like how big is she? Guys, I'm not that big. And we played some games. We opened up some gifts. And that was that. So, you know, that's not boring as long as it's doing that. But if you just expect people to sit there all day, especially if they love St. Patrick's Day.
I don't think all day. I think you can do more than 2 hours.
Okay. Then I guess I'm in the minority. Everybody would stay for as long as it takes and miss all the fun of St. Patrick's Day.
You're going to miss the fun of the baby shower.
Oh, so much fun. Well, I am in the minority. Most people texted in, I feel like leaving your friend's baby shower to go drinking is a terrible reason. If it was an emergency, then that's fair. It is an emergency.
Yes, for
St. Patrick's Day, and I haven't had a green beer yet.
All right, one more text. If there's no end time on the invite, there's a social contract that you need to stay until the mom-to-be stands up. Is that a thing?
I've never heard of that.
I never heard of that either.
But, you know, the circles I travel in aren't full of etiquette, so it could be a thing, and I just don't even know it.
How are we calling this one?
We are calling it that you stay.
Oh.